Chapter 002.
Making friends would lower my intensity as a human. I think I said something of the sort. As to when, it was right before spring break, Saturday, March 25th, in the afternoon of the day our school held its closing ceremony. I was wandering around aimlessly near the school I go to, Naowetsu High. We're talking about me, who has zero affiliation with any school club. I really was just wandering around, for no reason whatsoever. If you're wondering if I was thrilled that spring break would start the next day, I was by no means excited. As a rule, students are happy about any cluster of days off. Not just spring break, but summer break, winter break, golden week, and so on. Even I was happy for the most part that our third trimester was over and that spring break had begun. But at the same time, long vacations also meant having far more time on my hands than I knew what to do with. Especially spring break, since we don't even have homework. Staying at home would feel a bit odd. Anyway, with closing ceremonies over, I went to my classroom to receive my report card, and we were dismissed with an, "Okay, see you next school year." But I hesitated to go straight home. Yet it wasn't as if I had anywhere else to go, which meant loitering around school like some sort of suspicious fellow. I had no particular goal. I did it less to fill time than to kill time. While I biked to school, my bicycle was actually still parked in the school lot, another expression of my intention to not go home yet. You could say I was going for a walk. Of course, I'm not the health-conscious type. While it may have seemed like a good idea to kill time inside school, if killing time is what I wanted to do, just as I found being at home odd, in its own way it was odd being at school too. Though it may have been the afternoon after closing ceremonies, a lot of people were in the middle of their club activities. I don't like people who try hard. Well, it's not like the students at my school are that enthusiastic about their clubs. The only real exception was the girls' basketball team after this monstrously huge rookie joined as the result of some sort of mistake. Most of the other clubs, even the sports teams, were the kinds of outfits that were actually happy to receive participation trophies. And that's why, well, there's not any actual reason why. After aimlessly circling around the school a few times, I had begun to think that, yeah, it really is about time for me to pick up my bike from inside the school and head home. I'm hungry after all. When I came across an unexpected individual. With it already being spring break, I frankly don't know whether to describe myself at that time as a second year or a third year. But in any case, a celebrity in my grade, Tsubasa Hanekawa, was walking straight toward me. I wondered for a moment what she was doing with both her hands held there behind her head, until I realized she seemed to be adjusting the position of her braid. She wore her hair long behind her in a braid. While braids themselves are already rare to begin with these days, she also wore her bangs in a straight line. She was wearing her school uniform, a completely unaltered skirt falling 4 inches below her knees, a black scarf, a school sweater on top of her blouse as designated by school regulations, white socks and school shoes as designated by those same regulations, the very picture of a model student. A model student among model students. A class president among class presidents. She and I were in different classes during both our first and second years, so I doubted she knew who I was. But I had heard about her class presidential ways and doings. Since the rumors had gone so far to find their way to me, someone grossly ignorant of school gossip, even taken with a grain of salt, those ways and doings must have been quite something. She would no doubt continue to be class president as a third year. Plus, she had good grades. While it's an odd way to put it, I'd heard that she was freakishly smart. Getting perfect marks in all of her classes was like nothing to her. Sure, when all the students take the same test, someone ending up in first place is as much of a given as someone else ending up in last place. But for 2 years, Tsubasa Hanekawa had always maintained her spot on top. Though I had managed to get into a private prep school, Naowetsu High, I soon found myself in a position that you might call left behind, which meant there was a world of difference between us. In a way, you could call us polar opposites. And so, she caught my attention for a moment. We were in different classes, after all, so while I may have known of her, I rarely saw her. Yet it was her who I happened to see at that moment, right after closing ceremonies had ended, and that did surprise me a little. Well, a rare coincidence, that's all. She seemed to have just left through the school gates, so upon further consideration, it wasn't that strange to come across her, considering how I'd been loitering around the school for all that time. Naturally, Hanekawa didn't even notice me. It didn't seem to be in her field of vision, as engrossed as she was in fixing the position of her braid. And had I happened to be in it, Hanekawa and I wouldn't normally so much as nod at each other, given our relationship, or lack thereof. In fact, I thought that a model student like Hanekawa probably hated people with the kind of devil-may-care attitude that I had. She was serious, and I was not. Better if she didn't know about me. I'll just let her pass by, I thought. No reason to run away, either. I kept walking forward, not missing a step, as if I hadn't noticed her. And right as we were only 5 or so steps away each from passing by without incident, it happened. I doubt I'll ever forget that moment as long as I live. Out of absolutely nowhere, a gust of wind. I hadn't been able to stay silent despite myself. The front of Hanekawa's rather long pleated skirt, hanging 4 inches below her knees, flew straight up in the air. I assumed that under different circumstances, she would have reflexively pushed it back down into place. But thanks to some unfortunate timing, both of her hands were behind her head, engrossed in the complex operation that was fixing the position of her braid. From where I stood, she almost looked like she was putting on a mildly affected pose, her hands clasped behind her. And it was in that situation that her skirt was flipped up. Its contents were put into plain sight. They were certainly not gaudy, but they were the kind of elegant undergarments that refused to release one's gaze once a pair of eyes were attracted to them. They were tidy and pure white. It was not as if they were suggestively shaped. In fact, they seemed to be on the higher end of the surface area spectrum. A wide article made of thick cloth, by no means lascivious, and in fact, if one were to speak of them in that way, it would be reasonable to call them demure. Yet they were so white it was dazzling, and they were anything but plain. In the center, white string had been used to sew a complex embroidered pattern over a white canvas, no doubt intended to evoke flowers. The pattern, with its bilateral symmetry, acted to bring a sublime balance to the piece as a whole, and toward the top center of the embroidery sat a small ribbon. This one ribbon worked to further cement the impression of the whole. What's more, visibly just above that small ribbon was her abdomen and her cute belly button. Yes, her skirt had been flipped so far up that those parts of her were now immodestly exposed. Had I wanted to, I could even have scrutinized the tails of her blouse tucked into her skirt. I never knew that the shirt tails of a blouse could appear so salacious. The lining of a skirt was another fresh sight to my eyes. While I frequently caught sight of skirts, they seemed to be inviolable, mysterious existences. But I now felt as though, for the very first time, I understood the structure of this garment. But most of all, it was exquisite how only the front section of her skirt was flipped. Next to her pure white undergarment stood something else so proudly white, it was as if the two were in competition. Her thighs, which had no small amount of meat on them,